Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where I tell you what to buy next. I am here with Dodi Stewart. She's a writer and editor currently at The New York Times, formerly at Jezebel, and someday for the silver screen. You can follow her on Twitter at Dodi Stewart. That's D-O-D-A-I-S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and on Instagram, which is at Dodi. And she says, don't follow her on TikTok because she's very bad at it. Dodi, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I will insert here that I don't really use TikTok. And one of the reasons I don't use TikTok is because Dodi will always bring a good TikTok and tweet it. So I kind of rely on that. You spend a lot of time on TikTok.
I love TikTok. I feel like I feel like it's like a soothing thing to do before I go to sleep. That's kind of like, it's not the news. It's not like work related. I'm not reading.
Right.
Because I read all day. It's kind of like, if you're going to watch an episode of television, there's like a certain kind of time commitment. TikTok, each video is like 15 seconds or less. So you can be like, I'm just going to watch like three TikToks or whatever.
Am I hearing that you fall asleep to TikTok?
Yes. Is that bad?
Is that what you're telling me? No, I think that's amazing. I don't understand TikTok, but I love it.
Yeah. I mean,
I love to age out of social media.
I mean, I'm definitely not in the age demographic of TikTokers.
I understand, me too.
But as far as producing enjoyable content, they know what they're doing.
I know.
They really know what they're doing.
I believe that children are our future.
That's correct.
Honestly, I went to Thanksgiving and saw my youngest cousin. And he's around 15. And through the grapevine of other cousins, found out that he has 52,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
And he was embarrassed that we were all asking him about it.
That's so funny. And do you know what kind of content he makes?
He does, like, duet stuff, think is, it's not always singing, which I learned.
Yes.
A duet on TikTok means that you basically are responding to someone else's TikTok.
That's correct.
By posting your TikTok parallel to theirs.
Right. It's like a side by side.
Love that.
Yeah. And it can be dancing. It can be just having an actual, like, physical reaction.
Yeah, a physical reaction, like a conversation.
Or, pretending you're in the same room, even though you're in two different countries.
And of course, my reaction to that is, you know, I want to know the editing process. How did you do it? How do they do it?
I know. And so it's so funny because a lot of the captions in TikTok don't copy over when you post it on Twitter or if you download it to your phone. It's like it's inside TikTok only.
Got it.
So sometimes when I'm posting something on Twitter or Instagram or something, it's you lose a little bit of context because it doesn't have the caption that the creator wrote.
Okay.
And a lot of captions say, this took me 3 hours.
I appreciate that.
I know.
Let's get real about how much time content takes to produce.
Exactly.
Well, so I want everyone to follow Dodi, especially on Twitter, because if you are kind of TikTok averse, she will lead you in with open
arms.
It's
a curation. I do a curation.
It's really funny. And I really like the idea of having it be something that you sort of do before bed. That's good. I'll add that to my list.
Yeah, I mean, because it's also this one kind of thing where you're like, oh, wait, maybe humanity's not so bad.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I like that. We need, you don't get a lot of that, right? Yeah, so
exactly,
that's great.
Exactly.
So, Dodi, I was very excited to bring you on the show, especially when you sort of threw out your item in an email and stopped me in my tracks. Tell me what you brought.
I brought something called a men's business fake collar, pure cotton dicky collar, solid color.
That's just rolls off the tongue.
It's a dicky.
Okay.
It's a dicky.
So it goes under you're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it right now.
It's a gorgeous, so she has on this beautiful black, is it like a sweatshirt?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I love it. Three kind of silvery stars, very festive.
Right.
And with then, a dickie underneath.
And the dickies underneath. And so my thing is that I love sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I feel like they're really comfortable. I feel like sweaters often have issues.
Sure.
They start pilling. They itch. They itch.
You're hot.
You're hot. They pull at the neckline and they like get unshaped where the shape goes wrong.
Okay.
And I just love sweatshirts. And I also like sweatshirts with things on them. And, you know, I have like a leopard print sweatshirt that has like a big dollar sign on it. And I don't know. I just really love sweatshirts. I love a sweatshirt from a restaurant that has their like logo. I have a Nam Wa sweatshirt from the dumpling place in Chinatown.
Nice.
Like, I just love sweatshirts. But I do think that they can look
like
casual. Yeah, like sweatshirts. Like you're just lounging. And so my trick for the sweatshirts, especially to wear them to work, because I'm working at a place where you want to look like you're doing serious business.
Yeah.
And not lounging.
Yeah, everyone wears tuxes to the times.
Exactly. I put a dickie underneath my sweatshirt.
This is genius. This is the reason this podcast exists, because I have never, ever, ever once even, it has never entered the realm of possibility. And I've always worked at very casual places where sweatshirts are fine.
Sure.
But there is something about dressing up a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But
just
everyone knows.
Just stepping it up like a notch.
A notch. But everyone knows putting a collared shirt under a sweatshirt is worse than anything.
Right.
Because it's like.
Bunching
and just like tight.
Tight.
And then it's like you can't buy the sweatshirt in your size because you have to give it enough size up because you have to wear a shirt under it.
The sleeve situation, like sometimes the cuff comes out, sometimes it doesn't. It's like hard to, and then if you want to push your sleeves up,
right.
It's like a whole thing.
And I'm not one of those like cute Instagram fashion vloggers who are like, oh yeah, just like throw the sweatshirt over this like 9 collared shirts and 17 bangles. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like walking around like waddling because I don't have any movement.
Yeah. Especially if you have any boobs whatsoever, it's like the line, everything gets
stuck on the boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The boobs are like a barrier to high fashion.
Yeah.
I get it.
And like smoothness and looking put together, which is really what I'm trying to do, is look like I tried a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a dickie's worth.
I'm looking at you right now and I'm like, just a dickie's worth of trying. I'm looking at you right now. It's totally like business cash.
Yeah. Or kind of like almost like collegiate where you're like,
I'm going to class.
Yes.
And you have your glasses on and like, here's my pencil.
Yes. And I'm studying really hard.
Right.
Even though I'm relaxed about it.
Right. I'm relaxed and academic.
Yeah.
So, okay. So it is basically, a dickie is a fake collar.
Right. I
mean, or it's a real collar.
It's a real collar.
But it's kind of just the collar.
This one has a little bit of a shirt panel, so you could wear a V-neck if you wished.
So I'm wearing a V-neck t-shirt right now. Like, how would the dickie work on my outfit?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could work.
Not my outfit right now. Like, say I wanted to like put
like,
the sweatshirt on.
Under a t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't put it. But how does it actually work?
Okay,
like how do you put it on?
I brought another one. So
oh my God, she has two. That is crazy.
I have a bunch. Actually,
I like when you come prepared. One has designs.
This one has anchors.
Oh, this is so funny. It's like
really
a tiny shirt for. It looks like a puppy shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And so it like has a front and a back.
Okay.
And then it just has adjustable straps that go. This is where you put your arms. Yeah, and you can like.
So it's a little like bra strap.
Kind of. Does it feel tight?
Does it ever bother you?
No, never. And I tuck this like, you know, I button this and then I tuck that part into my bra.
No, that's perfect.
So it like
we're gonna
has
have to show you guys a picture because obviously we're like this and this and this, this and this. Okay.
But yeah, this one has what? Like 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons.
Incredible.
So you only see the top button maybe depending on your thing, but if you wore a V-neck, you might see a couple more. And then it just ends like in the middle of your chest.
That's perfect. So you don't even wear like a t-shirt under your sweatshirt. You just do the bra, the dickie, the sweatshirt.
Yeah. I mean, today because it's freezing, I'm wearing a Uniqlo layer.
Okay.
On top of the dickie.
Okay.
and then the sweatshirt.
And then the sweatshirt, yeah.
But
that makes sense.
But a lot of times I just wear the dickie and the sweatshirt.
I can imagine this is actually so perfect for not cold months because you can layer and not give yourself
super
that extra.
Sweaty. Yeah.
That's genius.
Also, I just feel like whenever I love the look of a crisp white dress shirt.
Mm. Yes.
But they always get disgusting in the pits.
So gross.
And around the collar. Yep. And then you're like, this is like a process to try to clean this.
Yeah.
For the dickie, just clean the collar. I haven't cleaned this one.
That's
but
great.
But just, I just like oxy clean the collar.
So like makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, perfect.
It's a little sweat.
This is genius. I mean, I've truly never heard of this before. And when you were like, should I bring this or is it dumb? I almost like threw my laptop across the room because I was so excited.
I will say the other thing is that it was $12.99.
I love it.
So I have like four different ones. Yeah. Four or five different ones.
Do they come in lots? So this one has little anchors on it and little like ship's wheel.
it's like the nautical.
The nautical dicky version. This one's a crisp white one that you have on.
Yes.
What other ones do you have?
I have one that is more of a round collar with black trim. It's sort of like it's more like French school girly.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
And then
truly a dickie for every mood. Yeah.
Actually, I think those are the only ones. That's it. They have lace ones too if you just want like a little lace collar to dress up a sweater maybe for the holidays.
I'm so excited about this. This feels so correct to me.
I do have to say that I saw someone else. I was already in the market for a dickie when I saw someone else on Twitter shopping for dickies, and it was Helen Rosner.
Oh, nice.
And so that really helped me hone my dickie shopping.
Okay. Have you shared this fashion secret with friends, or is this something that you keep to yourself?
No, I don't. This is my coming out as a dickie wearer.
Yes. This is so good. No, it makes so much sense.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I just feel like it's very difficult to... I feel like it's very difficult to get dressed as a woman, period.
Yes.
And it just solves a bunch of problems.
Getting dressed for work as a woman is so
hard. It's so hard.
It's so hard. So one of the first jobs I had was, you know, it was in a hotel. We were all kind of in the back of the house, but we had to always have a suit. It was business casual, but it aired more on the side of business professional.
Sure.
Because we were very... client facing, and they made rules about like what color nail polish we could wear.
Oh wow.
It was like nothing crazy, no piercings, like it was like wild, but it made life a lot easier because there weren't a lot of questions.
Right. You have like a uniform.
Yeah, and I was young at the time, so I couldn't afford a ton, but it was like I had three different suit jackets and I had two different pairs of, you know, pants from Loft, and it's like
you just mix and match
shells.
Right.
Yeah. And you go and you go and you go, and it made life a lot easier because there was no question. You had no flair, or you had no option to show flair.
Right.
And at business casual jobs, where especially yours, where it's like it's the New York Times, so like you can't just like roll in, you can't like wear shorts and Birkenstocks.
That's correct.
But you don't have to wear like a skirt suit.
Right.
You have to have there's like a whole other level of like figuring out what your style is in the context of your office, whereas men are like, I'll just take the shirt from J.Crew.
Right. Yeah. And I think for me, I really I still want to be myself. And myself loves sweatshirts. And so this is a way to still be myself but not feel like I'm...
This is incredible. No, it's relatable. I like sweaters, but I love sweatshirts, too.
Right, right.
And you're like, oh, I can't wear...
Yeah.
And there was a time, I think it was 2015, where I was buttoning my flannels all the way up to the top, and then I was putting necklace, big statement necklaces
yes!
under the collar.
Yes.
I felt really, like... I was like, I am a fashionista.
Right. It's like, because you level up. It's just that little extra step.
Like an extra thing that people are like, ooh, she got up early this morning.
Yeah.
Like, she had time to button and to put on her necklace.
Yeah. And you could definitely do that with a dickie.
Yeah.
You could have the dickie with a sweater or sweatshirt with a necklace on the outside. It would look great.
I'm imagining you could put a necklace with this, a celestial necklace to go with your celestial sweatshirt.
Sure.
Now, where are you getting your sweatshirts? I know you said your restaurants, but where is this one from?
I'm like, should I put my necklace on right now?
Is that your girl hat?
Yeah. Should I just do it right now? How's that?
Oh my God. She's ready to go to a wedding. She's like, I'm hosting the Oscars in this outfit. This is incredible. You're so right, because I'm imagining this look without a dickie, and it's like, it's great, but it's like, now you're ready to go to the Times.
Yeah.
Team Beckett, move over.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm really excited to buy this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's really, really great.
I do recommend it. I really do.
Now, where did you get the sweatshirt you're wearing right now? Just so I can come to work another day looking like you.
This one's actually Old Navy. Vintage Old Navy.
The best sweatshirts. Old Navy legit has such good sweatshirts, right?
Yes. So I
And clothes in general. I love
Old Navy. I have a bunch of Old Navy sweatshirts, but I also have one that's like from the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Fun.
One from the Whitney. I told you about the Namwa.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the... Oh, I have a BTS sweatshirt.
You know,
BTS sweatshirt...
Follow Dodai on TikTok. Just do it. Obviously, she understands.
In the wild is like, whatever. With a dickie?
Yeah.
Yes, you can wear that to work.
That's an adult wearing a BTS sweatshirt. This one has a job over here.
Exactly.
I love it. And like, do you now buy sweatshirts kind of knowing that you have the secret and you're like, I can buy as many as I want because they will always look...
Absolutely. Because now that I figured out, I've only had this job for a year and I started last fall and I was like, what do I wear to work?
Yeah.
Can I wear these sweatshirts? And then when I realized, like, oh, I can wear them with a dickie.
That really changed my life. Very smart.
Really changed my life. And I do. I feel comfortable about continuing to buy sweatshirts and having this job.
I think this is going to change my life because I'm sitting over here thinking about, like, all these things in my closet that I'm like, well, I couldn't possibly wear that because I look like a baby. But now I'm going to look like a baby with a job.
Boss baby.
Boss baby. A baby driver. I'm so excited about this. This is like such a good, this is great.
Thank you.
All women should know about this. Men, like, F you in your J. Crew shirts and like every time you go to a wedding, you get to wear the same suit. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, are you in the market for another one? I know you have four. Or do you sometimes you have to hold back from dickie buying or are you like this?
I think it's okay not to hold back.
Yeah. lean in.
Yeah. And I wore one so much that the elastic like gave out. And I was like, it's okay to buy it.
Yeah, right.
To replace. Right.
Did you give it a proper burial in the backyard?
Well, you know, I was on this website and this model was wearing a sweatshirt and it was like fitted. And she had a little collar poking out. And I was like, it looks so good. How is she doing that? Because there was no way there was a shirt underneath. And it was like in my mind for a long time before I realized it was a dickie.
It's all coming together for me now. Like I said, I look at Instagram bloggers all the time. And it's like first they have their collared shirt, then their sweatshirt. A flannel over that, then a leather jacket. Then like 19 bangles and like a big winter coat. And now I get it. They're just wearing 19 dickies
right.
under one friggin' sweatshirt. I'm ready to be a vlogger now. I think the time. It's time.
I think the next step that I might be interested in is some custom.
A custom dickie?
Like, I feel like I could go to the thrift.
You really do have a job.
I feel like I could go to the thrift store because... And because like some, you know, the choices are a little bit limited and sometimes you sort of have in your mind
what you want,
an idea of what you might want. Yeah. And
do you
I
know
think,
how to use a sewing machine?
No.
So I think this year, no one take this idea. It's Godai's idea. Okay. This year you buy a sewing machine for yourself.
Okay.
And that becomes your project. You learn how to use it. Then you go to thrift stores.
Yes.
You buy all the cool shirts. And you can be like the Everlane for dickies. Because where are you buying these?
On AMAZO.
Yeah, on Amazon. I hear you. but I think women are gonna be obsessed with this, but then it's like, oh, but then it's Amazon. So like what we want is the
sustainable locally sourced.
Locally sourced sticky. And also just like slow fashion.
Right.
I mean, this cannot be hard to sew.
Well, I wasn't even gonna sew anything. I was just gonna take a shirt and cut this shape.
Learn how to use a sewing machine. I don't know how to use one either, but this is your business, not mine. But truly, yeah, you cut the... But, like, this cannot be hard.
This I could sew by hand. I can do that. And then I think this is
a good place to start.
Because, like, I really want a pink one. Yeah. And I have seen a pink one on the internet, but it was for children.
Perfect.
And our necks are not the same size.
You don't say. It's crazy. Well, Dodai, I think this is an amazing, amazing recommendation. I'm going to link to where you can buy yours in the show notes. No one is allowed to make a custom dickie company.
Dodai's dickies.
Dodai's dickie.
Dodai's divine dickies.
Okay. Let's slow up.
All right. Sorry.
I think you buy yourself a Christmas present of a sewing machine.
Okay.
We'll talk about this off air.
Okay.
Because it's proprietary. and this is awesome. I cannot wait to buy mine and finally have a place to wear all my sweatshirts while looking like a professional person.
Well, I'm so pleased that you're pleased.
This is amazing. We will be right back. And we're back. Dodi and I just talked at length about her obsession with buying Dickies and putting them under sweatshirts. And now I'm already like jonesing to get my phone out so I can buy my own. And we're going to talk about a product that I brought. It is my Goof Proof brow pencil from Benefit. And are you a makeup person?
I'm a little bit makeup challenged, but I'm makeup curious.
Makeup curious, yes, and makeup challenged.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so
beautiful.
Badly.
This one is beautiful, so I'm very intrigued.
So it's really cute. It's a double sided. You said it was very disco.
It looks kind of like a disco ball. Or
yeah,
like,
it's got some like Art Deco design.
Sure,
on the top.
Faceting.
So, yes, it's double sided. One side is the pencil, and it kind of winds up and. One side is the spoolie for you to brush out your brows. And I will buy anything that says goof proof because I want to prove it wrong because I will mess it up. And this thing really delivers. So I have really thick eyebrows because I take on my father's Jewish side of the family features. So I have really dark features. And I never thought I needed to fill in my eyebrows, but after 2007, when everyone was waxing down their eyebrows to look like tiny sperm swimming over your eyes, mine grew back a little patchy. And I honestly never get my eyebrows waxed anymore because I'm still apologizing to them for the shit I put them through in 09.
Harm done.
Harm done. Some people are like, mine never grew back. So I'm just grateful that mine are like,
sure,
we're sticking with you, but stop
touching us.
I mean,
they look great.
Thank you. It's because of this. So there's a lot of different patches. And then sometimes I find like a nice white or gray eyebrow hair. So the Goof Proof brow pencil from Benefit, you literally twist it up. You stand in front of the mirror and you like, and it's not dark. So I get the 4.5, which is dark because I like kind of having a dramatic brow. But you just like draw over your eyebrow and then you and then you brush it out with the thing and it's like nothing ever happened. You just have like a fuller eyebrow.
Huh.
Now I've tried different eyebrow brands. I've tried the Anastasia or Anastasia, whatever that's called, but I feel like that is for makeup people.
Artists.
Like they're like, oh, and then, you know, I don't know. I get very afraid. Like Sephora scares the shit out of me. I feel like I have to get, does anyone else feel like they have to get dressed up to go to Sephora? Because you walk in and everyone is like beautifully.
I don't, but I used to, if I had an event after work, mm-hmm. I would already be dressed up and then just go in there and use all the makeup.
And you're like, can I try?
Yeah, I just feel like, right. I was just like, here's a blush, here's an eyeshadow, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But I can't, I'm not an artist with it.
No.
I just put on whatever.
I put on the things that, like, I have one product of each
right.
sort of station. I'm very jealous of the people who are like, I bought this palette so I can experiment with eyeshadow. I'm like, no. I don't even wear mascara because then I have to take it off at the end of the day.
Oh, so that's
how lazy I am.
That's one thing I was going to mention.
Okay.
Which is the thing that I feel like I say, gee, thanks, I just bought it.
Yeah.
Is when I get eyelash extensions.
Mm.
And then, because people comment on them, and then I'm like,
so
yes,
you actually physically go get them?
I get them
done.
Yeah.
I do the like Latisse
kind of, older,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They look great. The eyelash extensions are a game changer because then you do not have to put on mascara, and when you do, it almost looks like you're in drag. Like when I get my eyelashes done and then I put on mascara, I look like I am going to perform on Broadway.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing it for the people in the back.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And that plus doing my brows, it feels like. I remember in high school, a friend of mine said something that stuck with me forever, and it was like, I wear mascara so that I look awake.
Right.
And I was like, I've never even thought of that.
Yes.
But it's true. Once you put on a little bit of eyeliner and a little bit of mascara, you do look like a little brighter in the eyes. But yet, I've never found one that doesn't immediately slide off my face or like raccoon under my eyes for a while.
Yes.
So I've realized that if I pencil in my eyebrows with this thing, it gives me the same feeling
and the lift.
I think it gives me a lift. It feels like okay, like ooh, eyebrows.
Yes.
Like she did it.
Yes.
She's awake and she's done.
It's kind of the dicky of
the dicky of makeup. Eye makeup. That's
eye makeup.
Right. Well, I thought these two wouldn't be connected and yet we've found a link. You're right. Because it's not like a full thing.
Just it's kind
enough.
Of low, yeah, low effort.
Yeah, people know I'm wearing makeup.
Impact.
But low effort, big impact. That is what I'm like cheering in my seat. That's exactly what we're here for. I'm trying to do just enough.
Right.
But not over the top.
Yeah.
Because Let's be honest.
And who has the time?
And who has the time? And so, yeah, so I feel like this Benefit Groove Proof Brow Pencil is actually goof proof. It stays on all day. It doesn't get all over my face. It also brings together, like, even if you haven't waxed your eyebrows in a while and there's, like, the errant hair or whatever that you forget to tweeze, for some reason the pencil kind of, like, brings it all together.
Huh.
But I really like it. And also, if I post, if I take like, a selfie and I have done my eyebrows with this, people are always commenting, oh, my God, brows.
Wow.
So I get
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
No one's ever like, oh my God, eyeliner, because I'm not wearing any and I never will because I don't like taking it off.
Do you take it off every night? And
yeah, I mean, the way that I wash my face, it comes off.
Yeah, okay.
The thing about eye makeup,
but
I have to figure out how much this
costs.
Sorry,
I just want to know, like, if it's raining or something, it doesn't, like, start sliding off.
Okay. No. I think
it's
that,
great.
I mean,
because it, like, kind of adheres to the eyebrow hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really
slick.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't look like paint.
I know. And
it's
so I've seen ones that look more mascara-ish. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was more, that are more like a gel.
No.
And that's why
that's
I was wondering.
That's why I stay away from.
Yeah.
Because those require like a primer and a setter and I'm not
it's
here.
A lot.
So I'll show you. I'm going to put it on my, like it's just like this.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like not super dark, but when you mix it, it looks like your, and it doesn't come off.
Right.
I know. And it looks like kind of just you took a crayon and it got on your hand, and but when it mixes in with your actual eyebrow, it kind of just brings this like fuller, more uniform look. I just looked up the price on Ulta. It is it's like $24. It comes in different colors. So there's like it's shades 1 to 6. So it goes from a cool light blonde all the way down the spectrum to a cool soft black. So it really covers like a big shade of hair colors and skin tones. I use 4.5, which is a neutral deep brown because my eyebrow hair is so dark. But I also imagine that like I could use anything from like a 3.5 to like a 6 and it would be fine.
Have you ever tried to do the dark and see how it turns
out? I mean, it's dramatic.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it.
Yeah, no,
it
I
doesn't,
think that's cool.
It doesn't feel like you're wearing, it's not like you're, when you put on foundation, if you're wearing like a shade too dark, it's like, okay, it's obvious because it's, you know, you can see what your neck actually looks like, but not if you're wearing a dickie. But not if you're wearing a dickie. So for me, you know, sometimes I mix the 4 and the 5 together. The 4 and the 4.5. And I bought the 4 first. But then I realized, like, the darker I go, I like the dramatic look. And it kind of, again, saves me from having to do eye makeup. Because I am lazy. makeup curious is... It's sort of another know thyself moment in life, much like layering, you know, flannel and chambray. It's good for other people. It's not great for me, and I need to work with what I got here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I have gone as far as I can go, and it's like I've got blush,
right,
and I've got some lip color,
yes,
and that's about it.
Yeah, lipsticks.
I have something for under eye if I really feel like I need it,
like a concealer.
Yeah, and then
what do you do for your eyes? I mean, besides the extensions.
No, that's it.
Would you try this then?
I would. I think I would.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I'm wondering. I'm definitely curious.
I wish that we had, I should have brought a mirror so that you could just do it right here.
Oh.
I mean, I guess if you want to try it with your phone.
Sure.
But I don't know. You're going to work. If you want to put on your eyebrows.
What are they? What's the worst that can happen?
Here, I'm going to hold up your phone so that you can see yourself. Okay. Please narrate to the listeners.
Okay. I'm taking off the cap, which
yep,
is
there
so
it is.
Fun.
Yeah,
this
twist
is a little
it up.
Pencil.
And I think.
Oh.
Yeah, twist it up from the actual black thing. Yeah. Perfect. And I think
wait, what's happening?
Here, wait, let me see.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
This is how like makeup challenged I am.
I think it's like this. Okay. Oh, yeah. You literally just go in there. There we go.
Got it.
And I think unlike mascara, you can share brow pencils.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. So, all right. She's putting it on. And just kind of go, like, in. You don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
and, like,
did I do it?
Yeah, you did. And then just press hard.
I my glasses
You have to put your glasses on to do it. Yeah. And then, yeah, I would press as hard as you want. Go right in there.
Oh.
Can you see the difference?
Yes.
Because I can. It's like
yes.
a soft shadow over your brow, and it kind of just brings it out to the front. And especially, I try to do a lot. Yep. Exactly.
Wow.
Like, she's like, she's beaming at herself. And yeah.
Well, I do have like a little sparseness.
Exactly.
In that,
yeah. Right, and in it, that front, in between mm-hmm. that, in where the unibrow goes.
Yeah.
That's where I really lay it on thick for mine as well. And then right at the end, I draw like a little line out.
Oh, right. Because this one's actually shorter than the other
yes.
one. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like breast sizes. It's like we all have different sized eyebrows. And It's like very non-invasive, but yeah. then it's like when it's on your face, you're like,
yeah.
this makes a difference. Like I look, it just
yes
brings it up.
Yes.
And
I
especially
agree.
If you match it with a lip, it's like all the parts of your face are bold. You look good.
Thank you. I think I might have too much blush on, but that's not your
no,
fault.
No. I don't think you do. Look, it's like cold out. It's like you're just coming
oh, yeah.
in from the
it's
chilly.
It's a wintry mix.
I would love it if you tried it and told me if you liked it. Right, and then spoolie and then just
oh,
kind of brush
yeah.
it out so that okay. you get all that stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
And it also takes about 5 seconds. I do it right before I leave the house. It has a lot of great reviews on Ulta. I know that you can also buy it on Sephora. And it, like, works very well, I think, for people who have lighter skin and thus lighter eyebrows. Like, it kind of just brings
sure.
it out.
Yeah.
But I am very pale with dark eyebrows, and I still feel like I need it. So it's
no,
it's a
but
good
I can
buy.
See how right here where there was, like, a sparseness,
it's filled in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't – it's not like a gel. You don't
no.
look like you have painted on eyebrows.
No.
It's just, like – where there was
it's
once
an illusion.
Skin, exactly,
yeah.
there is pencil.
Yes.
And that's about as far as I go with my makeup. Well, Jodi, thank you so much for coming on G Thanks Just Bought It and changing my life with your recommendation of the Dickie. You said this was like, what, $12?
Yeah, $12.99. I mean,
what could be better? And I'm going to bring you back when you start your own business.
Okay.
Quit the New York Times.
Okay.
And start Dodi's Dickies. And I really appreciate that you brought this into my life and that you came on the podcast. We will link to everything that we mentioned today, including some of the stuff we do to our eyelashes, which was kind of a bonus, in the show notes. And, of course, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at gthanksjustboughtitpod. And go to gthanksjustboughtit.com for a list of all of the things that we've recommended on all the episodes, and including stuff we haven't talked about at all. So just a whole laundry list of stuff you should buy. Yeah, and don't I think?
Thank you for having me.
So
fun.
So excited to have you here. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.